What's up, YouTube? Here I am. The MGTOW Bandit. Living one day at a time, baby. One day at a time. I want to get into something. You know, I'm going to address a comment. About the notorious Walter Lee Hampton. I don't have no problems with this man. He's a gay man. He's in shape. You know, he goes to the gym. He makes his money. His lifestyle is his lifestyle. It's what it is. I have no problem with that. But this is the MGTOW Bandit talking. Black men are ostracized for every damn thing. We are. We don't get the breaks. We looked at with a fine tooth comb. And so he should. These men are being picked. You can't call these men worthless bums and all this if you picking these men. I don't give a damn if you are gay or straight, it doesn't matter. If you are being picked, meaning somebody is picking you to sleep with you, to hang out with you, to spend money on you, and they're picking you, they have no right to talk about you when things don't go the way they want it to go. And that's a female trait. That is a female trait. You make bad decisions, now you want to say that the men you picked are bums. No, they're not. You picked them. I have three baby mothers. You will never see me get up here talking about, I'm just, you know, they just did me so wrong and all that. I put myself in that situation. I picked them. And my life would have continued going in a downward spiral if I didn't change. You can't blame the other person for being who they are. That's who they are. Now, he's a gay man, Mr. Walter Lee, the Notorious. He's a gay man. So I assume he knows about that community. What I'm telling him is, it's just like the women picking bad men. And they want to turn around and say the men ain't crap. They bums. But you picked them. Black men and black women, they pick terribly. Why? Because in the black community, there is no examples. There are no examples to show a black man and a black woman how to conduct themselves in society, let alone a relationship. Because mama is over the family. And then everybody hate daddy because daddy wasn't there. Maybe daddy didn't want to put up with your mama. Maybe your mama talked too damn much. Maybe your mama caused too many problems. Maybe she wouldn't listen. Daddy got the hell on. And now everybody hate daddy. And the cycle continues. And now you got these boys growing up just like Mr. Walter, with emotional problems and female mannerisms as big as he is. He's a pretty big man. I'm in the gym. I'm a pretty big guy. He's bigger than me, but I'm a pretty big guy. But he's a big guy. This guy looked like a football player. And I have nothing against him. I give a shout out to him. The notorious Walter Lee Hampton. You can go on his YouTube page and listen to what he got to say. He's a liberal. I'm a conservative. But I don't hate him for being a liberal. And I don't hate him for being a leftist or whatever he is. But this right here is dialogue. I'm not attacking this man. I came across a video because he was calling black men bums. And I got a problem with that because who's picking them? The same way if you spoil a child, that child is not going to grasp the concept of responsibility and accountability. So what are these women doing? They picking the dudes that they like physically. They like those guys that don't give a damn about nothing. The outlaw, the bad boy, the thug. And when things don't go their way, now men ain't worth a damn. This is incorrect. There are a lot of men out here that don't get no play from no woman. You got men out here who have not had sex in 2 years, haven't had but one relationship in their whole life. And believe it or not, they're in their late 20s, early 30s. These men don't get no play. But they got a good job. They got their own place. They got transportation. And women don't give them no play. They can't talk to a damn woman without a woman going, oh, no, you didn't. They want the pants sagging, thug, with that thing around their shoulder. They call a bag, but it looked like a purse to me. And there's a lot of these black men walking around with these little pouches. Look, these neck things go around with the little purse on the side. They walking around like that. Where the real men at? Where the manhood at? I don't care what you do in your bedroom. I don't. But when you're talking about a society and how to be productive within a society, there are rules to this game. You pick a bum, that's not the bum fault. That's your fault. You picked them. You didn't vet them. You looked at his physical attributes. And because whatever you like about him, maybe he was, 6'4", 6'5", maybe he was 6'1", maybe he was, you know, had washboard abs, or maybe he had dreadlocks, or maybe he had a nice haircut, maybe he had nice shoes on, maybe he had swag. And you picked him based on that. You didn't pick him based on, does this man know how to be committed? Can he be exclusive? Can he be responsible? Can he hold a job? Is he a gentleman? Is he stoic? Is he brave? Is he honorable? Women don't look at that today. And men don't either. Because most of us as black people have been raised by mama. And nobody holds mama accountable for nothing. She can have 12 kids by 12 different, 13 or 14 different men because two of the kids don't know who the daddy is. It's a speculation. And that's still mama. You can't say nothing about mama because she brought you in the world. That's a foolish way of thinking. And so there, the cycle continues. You can sugarcoat it all you want. You can sit out there and say, you need to be nice. Oh, you talking, you don't need to be talking like that. You're going to hurt somebody's feelings. Shame is necessary. Body shaming is necessary. If it's going to affect the community negative, in a negative way, it should be shamed. There was a song back in the day called The Freaks Come Out at Night. Now there's freaks in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and at night, in the wee hours of the morning. Freaks. It's in your face now. How are our children going to have any type of what's the word I'm looking for? Any type of normalcy. That's the word, normalcy. And that's objective too. But what I'm saying is, normalcy. When you have Instagram, Facebook, Bumble, TikTok, OnlyFans, you got all this stuff coming at these kids. And most of these children got phones because now cell phones are so cheap now to get. Back in my day, when I was growing up, you had to have some money to have a cell phone. You was considered a person with money. If you had a cell phone back when I was a young man growing up in the early 90s, let me tell you something right now. You had money if you had a cell phone back then, 90, 91, 92, when I was getting my feet wet in the game. Almost 30 years ago. Well, about 30 years ago, I'm telling my age. That is 30 years. I'm telling my age. You had to have money. You saw somebody on a cell phone back then, they had some money. Now, and another thing I like to add about cell phones and communications and information. Back then, when you had a cell phone, all you could do is call out or receive calls. There was no thing where you get up there and look at music videos. There was no such thing as Facebook, Instagram, Bumble, or any of that page crap. None. But now you have kids 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old talking about they are transgendered. Because on their phone, they see something that sparks their interest and they don't understand what they're looking at. Hence, Dwayne Wade's son. He don't even necessarily like men or boys. But he's calling himself a girl. And Dwayne Wade is going along with that, calling that boy a daughter. And that boy don't even probably like men. He don't understand the concept of a man sleeping with him. It's a trend. It's playing dress up. I like that. Ooh, that seems like it's fun. That's child abuse. But the way the world is today, with this agenda, they call it love. And it's not love. It is not love for people walking around confused about who they are. It's not. You have lesbians out here right now. I got a cousin right now. She been a lesbian all her life. She have no children. Every girlfriend she had got kids. How is the girl she get with got kids? And how does that make that girl she's with a lesbian? And she got 2, 3 kids. But she's in a lesbian relationship with my gay cousin who has been gay ever since she was a little girl. This girl ain't never dated a man. But every girlfriend she got kids. And she older than me. She in her early 50s. She a few years older than me. Not by much. One of her girlfriends got grown kids. But now she's a lesbian. You know what I call that? I call that an opportunist. So it's a game, people. It's a game. So the same way these girls, these lesbians, can get with girls that got kids, and nobody calls them bums, nobody calls women with kids that go out and get in a lesbian relationship bums. I got an ex-girlfriend I dated from 1994 to 1996. And I love that woman. She's been in a gay lesbian relationship since 2000. 20 years. And she had 3 kids. And the damn woman she went looked like a straight up dude. Now, like I said, I don't care what you do in your bedroom. That's not my concern. But stop trying to legislate this. And stop calling black men bums. He was raised by his mom. Most of these men don't have no fathers. And it's offensive to me, a gay man will get on a YouTube channel and say that these black men are bums. If they don't have no job, don't deal with them. Men are hurting today. That's why I'm a MGTOW man. Everybody throw us away like we trash. Nobody cares about a black man. In today's world, don't nobody care about men. I don't care if they white, black, or whatever color. Nobody cares about a man today. Nobody cares about a man. So I'm going to wrap this video up. It don't need to be too long. I've made my point. If you call black men bums, it's because you picked them. He's not a bum. You picked him. And because things didn't go the way you wanted, now he's a bum. And that's messed up. MGTOW Bandit is out. Y'all be safe out there. The coronavirus is out there. And do what you got to do. To my MGTOW men, hold the line, baby. Peace.